1. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the family-to-family mentoring program here in the District of Columbia. Dwayne Dawson is the program coordinator at the Opportunities Industrialization Center of D.C., and Chiquita Foster is an outreach specialist with the center. She started in the program as a mentee, and now she's working for the organization and is also a mentor. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let me go to Diane. Diane calling from D.C. Diane, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. I just was listening to the program, and I just had to call. I went to OIC right after I got out of high school back in 75, and I went to the location over on 16th Street Northwest, and that program taught us so many things. We got a stipend every week. We had the best teachers, a great location, and they taught us so much. We did business. They fed us. I mean, it was just like home. And at the end of the program, I went for business. And after the end of the program, the people from civil service came down and gave all of us, because they gave us civil service prep, and they gave us the civil service test, and all of us passed. And that's how I got my very first job. And it's so wonderful that 40 years later, OIC is still doing what they do. So I was listening enough to, I have to call, because it's been the very foundation of my success.
So what are you doing now?
Right now, I'm a program analyst.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm still working, but I got a federal government job. I'll never forget my yearly salary for the first year. I made $7,930, and I was eligible for earned income tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget that, but it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful place. It's a good foundation, and I'm just so glad.
Well, Diane, thank you so much.
Uh-huh, sure. Bye.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your comments. And I think that's the interesting thing, Dwayne, is that, you know, obviously the assistance that this program has provided is broader and much deeper than maybe we can even, you know, discuss here. Because she said it was, you know, after high school, obviously, you know, this is, you know, a woman who is well on her way to, you know, to her career. Now, how long is the program? And give me some of the particulars of the steps that you go through as you move through it.
Okay, so the program is a 12-week program. And, of course, what we do, what our ultimate goal is to get you in and out prior to that 12 weeks. Because people are looking for jobs, or they're looking for training opportunities, or they're looking for to get some skills that they don't have. You know, sometimes we push and sometimes we are the ones that need to be pushed. And we're working with a group of people that we want to be able to push, pull, tug, do whatever we need to do to get them to the next level. You get frustrated when you go and you're trying to get the needed resources that you have. If you're having issues of how to advocate for your kids in school, if you're having issues of how to manage the anger or some of the conflicts that will come into your life, and conflict will come into your life. So that stuff that is going on in their lives, we immediately get them into those kind of training workshop sessions so that they can start to heal themselves, to prepare themselves for the way to work.
So what happens during these 12 weeks? I mean, is this a progressive program? Does something different happen every week? Do different families go into different areas?
And it varies, because some people come in and they're equipped with dealing with their anger or parenting classes. Some individuals come in because they need some assistance with their resume and they need some employment assistance. They need someone to be able to call an employer on the other end to say, can you at least read Harold Fisher's resume, instead of Harold Fisher's resume being out there with a million other people. So what we do is we hold their hands from the time they walk into the door to the time that they leave the door. OIC is really unique, Harold, because there are other organizations that provide similar programming that we offer, but the people make the difference. Mm-hmm. From our president, F. Alexis Robeson, that permeates all the way down to the receptionist when you come into our building, to the counselors, to the instructors, to the woman who cleans the facility to make sure that the facility is clean. We are all committed to helping people help themselves. And so the people make the difference. You feel good, you feel encouraged, you feel empowered when you come into our doors.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Chiquita, what is it that you lacked or felt that you lacked? I know you said that you wanted to make a change, but more specifically, what do you feel that you lacked that you were going to get out of the program?
Well, I needed a number of things. I needed change. I needed skills. I needed certification. I needed support. Most of all, support.
Why do you say that?
That's a big piece of what OIC provided for me. It's the support, the people, like Mr. Dawson said before, down to our president, from the president to the person who cleans our facility, the people, just their energy, just you can feel the positive vibes just flowing off of them. It just really made you comfortable. It made you want to be there, and it made you want to come there every day. And
so
you
did the 12-week program.
Yes.
So what happened during those 12 weeks?
During those 12 weeks, I pretty much moved into the WEX, so I wasn't able to finish out my total 12 weeks. I moved into the WEX, and the WEX was for an additional 4 months. I did that for 4 months, and during that 4 months, I was the front desk receptionist for the first 2 months. That helped me to build up my skills as far as answering the telephone, how to fax, how to copy, how to just do office, pretty much office-based things.
Dealing with the public.
Yes. And so for those first 2 months, I did that. And then for the second set of months, I went into the customer service. I learned that system that they work with. I learned how to do case notes. I learned how to, you know, work on files. I learned how to set them up. I learned how to interact with other people coming in just like I did before, and how to direct them in the directions that they needed to go in to get to where they wanted to go.
Sounds like there are a lot of things that are in black and white, but based on what you were talking about in reference to your mentee, there are probably some intangibles, some things that are not necessarily part of the program. It sounds like you also developed a friend.
Yes, I did. I definitely did.
So what did you need to, what was she able to help you with outside of those kind of foundational work-related things that you just spoke about?
Well, outside of that, I was able to gain a little bit more confidence, because as a single parent, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, you kind of lose hope when it's just you by yourself doing what you have to do for your children. And so she kind of gave me that sense of hope that I could keep pushing, I could keep going, and I could do whatever it is that I put my mind to. And once I got that instilled in me, it was just up from there. I couldn't do anything else. I was pretty much glowing with it. It was just flowing from me. So, like you said before, I didn't just gain a mentor. I gained a friend as well.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tiffany, calling from D.C. Tiffany, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling from Washington, D.C., yes. I just wanted to make a comment on OIC.
Mm-hmm.
I do hear how everyone is saying how OIC helped them out a great deal. However, for me, my story is a little different. I did enroll into OIC with the intentions on trying to get into like an IT program and, you know, get some help with trying to further my knowledge in IT and, you know, trying to ultimately get a career. But however, I was introduced to a different program called Family to Family once I went to OIC. And it seemed like they pushed and pushed me to stay into that program, which, you know, helped people to find, like, small, mediocre jobs that I could have found on my own, you know. So I was never offered that kind of help and, you know, stuff like that. I was never able to get into the training. And so OIC OIC, for me, you know, it really didn't do what they said they would do.
Tiffany?
Yes?
I am sorry that experience occurred with you when you went through OIC. And if you give us another opportunity, I promise you that we will change the outcome of what you feel you receive while going through the program. So again, if you come back to us, my name is Dwayne Dawson. If you come back and personally ask for me, I will personally get you the tools that you want to move forward.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Dawson. I will ask for you. I will come back to OIC, and I will ask for you because, you know, help is always needed, and I'm never turning down help.
Great. Come on. In fact, come on back. Come tomorrow if you get a chance. On Monday, August the 21st, we're having a open house. Mm-hmm. Same location. Our address is 3016 Martin Luther King Avenue. The open house will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Participants, residents, all district residents will have an opportunity to hear about the programs that we offer. Our family-to-family program actually offers a stipend to individuals participating in the program, but you can get some more in-depth information about every program that OIC has to offer. And Tiffany, please come back to us so that we can help you to be able to help yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for giving us a call, and hopefully you and OIC will be able to connect for a better experience. Thank you so much. That open house, what's the date of the open house again?
Monday, August the 21st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
10 to 3. And as always, we'll make sure that information is on the website at whur.com, including the website information and the phone number for OIC. So I wanted Chiquita to continue with, you know, your experience, because you said you moved from the family to family experience and into this a 4 month program for a 12. So that this was different from the family to family?
Yes, because I was pretty much referred to them, like I said before, by DHS.
Okay.
And so once I was referred to them, I did go into the family to family, but they had other things to offer, not just, you know, family to family. And so once I was offered the WEX, I just took the WEX and I went from there.
Mm-hmm. And so after your 4 months, what happened?
So after my 4 months, I got employed at another location in Northwest. I was working for State Farm Insurance. And so after a little while of being there, I felt like, okay, it's time to figure out another game plan. Mm-hmm. I went back to OIC, and then I was presented with an open position. And so I was hired.
How about that? How long ago was that? How long have you been working with OIC?
I've been at OIC for 2.5 years.
Congratulations. I want to hear more about that in just a bit. I need to take another break, but when we come back, more about this and what it could possibly mean to other families in need, as well as, you know, some of the obstacles that, you know, perhaps some families have that may be bigger and higher than yours. Be interested in hearing about that. I need to take a break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about the family-to-family mentoring program. Dwayne Dawson is the program coordinator at the Opportunities Industrial Center of D.C., OIC. And Chiquita Foster is an outreach specialist with the center. And, of course, she started in the program as a mentee, and now she works with OIC. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dwayne, I would imagine that when some people come into this program, is it overstating it to say that they may be on the brink of some of their darkest times?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, sometimes we all go through a period in life where we just don't know where to turn. And if we go to a government agency, then a lot of times we get the red tape. sit down here, you wait for 2 hours, you finally get someone to talk to, and they tell you you're in the wrong department, you need to see someone else. And individuals get frustrated. And then they go back to what they know of not being encouraged, of staying home by not getting involved in the community and not even getting involved with themselves, helping themselves to be better. They tend to pull away because I've been to get food stamps, or I've been to Department of Human Services, or Department of Employment Services, and they gave me the runaround and they gave me the red tape, and no one here wants to help me and no one understands what I'm going through. And they feel as if their cries are going unheard. What we do at OIC is we hear those cries and we channel that energy to what they want to do. Ms. Foster said earlier how she went into another program after 4 months. And so although the family-to-family program is 12 weeks, what we do is we identify the training programs, opportunities that someone will want to do. The best job in the world to have is a job that you would do even if you didn't get paid. So we sit down and we make that assessment of that individual to see what's the best training, what's the best avenue, because it's not a cookie-cutter approach when you're working with individuals. And often, unfortunately, a lot of individuals, when they're seeking help, they don't have the attention of the person on the other side to be empathetic, to be sympathetic, and to hold their hands and to walk them through that process so they're able to stand up and they're able to be self-sufficient. And that's what we do at OIC.
It's interesting you were talking about being self-sufficient, because as I sit here and I look at Chiquita, and considering what I'm hearing from you, how you described where you were, I don't see that person here. So it's hard for me to see the woman who's sitting here and imagine the woman who was there in the beginning, who needed, based on your description, so much. Was there an aha moment during the course of this process? Because you started in 12 weeks, you left before 12 weeks, then you did 4 months. But essentially, you're talking about this huge change that happened in less than 6 weeks. Wasn't it always there?
I think so. I think I just needed to hear it from other people. OIC saw something in me that I was not seeing in myself. Mm. And so I think that being there with them and just getting to know the staff, getting to know the other young ladies who were in the program with me as well, I think it kind of it brought something out of me. It made me want to do better. It made me feel better. Like you said before, you don't see that same person. When I look back at my life before I came to OIC, I'm a changed person. I'm a total different person. My way of thinking is different.
How were you thinking?
I wasn't. I was just doing. I wasn't thinking about long term. I was just thinking about the moment. So some of the decisions that I made, I never thought that this could later on affect me or how this could later on down the line affect my kids. That wasn't my way of thinking. And now that I came to OIC and got the life skills, got the work readiness pieces, all of those trainings were pieces that I needed to get myself together.
Mm-hmm. What was the moment during this process where you said, oh, I see. Yeah, that was a pun.
How you like that? I see.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yeah, I've been waiting to use that all night. So,
write that down.
But when was the moment when you said, "Oh, I see what they're talking about. Aha! I understand what they're trying to tell me or show me." Was there a moment? Was there a day?
I don't think there was necessarily a day. I just think that knowing myself and knowing what I've been told all my life from family members, peers around me, you know, just saying good things about me, not necessarily all the bad, but some of the good things that people have said to me over the years. And I think that it was just like a light bulb, you know, kind of turned on for me to say, you know what, I need to go ahead and put the skills that everyone keeps telling me that they, you know, that I have or that they see in me. I need to go ahead and put them to use. And OIC gave me that opportunity.
You have a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old. The 5-year-old may be too young, but does the 9-year-old notice a difference? Have you had conversations with him about the family process?
We have conversations every day about numerous
<I'm sure. laughs>
numerous things.
And, just wait until he turns 12.
Right? I know, right? I'm terrified. I do believe that he sees the changes. I can say that we have a total different relationship. You know, I had him at a young age. I was just 18. You know, your head isn't clear. At 18, you pretty much have absolutely nothing on your mind. You know what I'm saying? And coming from a good background doesn't necessarily always mean that you'll be successful as soon as you hit 18. You know, at this point in time, I see a lot of people, saying that, you know, they're ready for their kids to go out on their own at 18. And so I try to talk to him to let him know that at 18, I'm not going to be waiting for you to just go, or I'm not going to be waiting for you to just go off to college and then you move out, you get married, you start having your own family. I'm not going to be ready for that. So
yeah, but you
still
got it all, but you got a list.
I know.
You do have a list.
That's
there.
Very true, but I think that I will try to hold on to my child as long as I can.
Okay. That's another show. That's another show. As a father, I will tell you if he's on the straight and narrow right now and he's doing what he's supposed to do, and at 18, if he's doing what he's supposed to do, whether he wants to start his own business, go to college, go into the service, let him go. He'll be back.
You think so?
Uh-huh. I'm 53, and I always come back to my mother. So, all jokes aside, though, it also sounds to me, and I think this is the point that I was getting at, is that because you were able to make this transition, you were able to help your children, particularly the older one, understand, you know, not just observe positive change, but to understand where it's coming from and why, even though he's only 9,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but, you know, and I wanted to also see, we've spoken a lot about women, but you said men are also eligible for the program, although I would imagine there aren't as many men in the program.
You're correct. Absolutely. But we do know that there's a lot of men out there that have stepped up to the plate that are being Mr. Mom as well, mm-hmm. that have 2 kids. And with a man raising kids, often they run into some challenges that women don't run into because society's not expecting this man to be the sole provider for those kids. And so we really look forward to those men, helping those men, directing those men, guiding them so that they can get into a training program. Everywhere you look in the city, there's a building going down and a building coming up. So we have these relationships with the apprenticeship program so that we can put them in an apprenticeship program. If they're computer literate, so that we can put them in our A+ certification. You know, sometimes men want to be in the office, and so we enroll them into our Microsoft Office class. Sometimes men want to be home health care providers. They have that sensitive spot in their heart, and they want to be able to give back. And so all things are possible. So we open up these doors. We open their minds so that they can understand that all things are possible. What kind of training are you interested in? What is it that you want to do? If you can work any job and not get paid, what would it be? And provide those kind of programs, those kind of opportunities to any district resident. Now, Harold, one of the things that's really exciting, everything that we do is free.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a district resident, TANF recipient or TANF eligible, it's free to you. You just come into our center, bring your birth certificate or picture ID and your Social Security card, depending upon what program you want to be in. The paperwork may be a little bit different, but we get you in, we enroll you, and we get you started immediately. Mm-hmm. We have orientation every Monday at 9:45 in the morning at 3016 Martin Luther King Avenue. Come in. You can dress for the part that you want to be, or you can dress the way you are that day. We'll take you without your belt today, and tomorrow you'll leave out with a belt on and your head up straight, wanting to tackle the world to take care of you and yours.
I think that's a good way to end this conversation. I want to thank both of you, Dwayne Dawson and Chiquita Foster, for coming in and sharing this with us. And, of course, as I said, all of the information regarding the open house, which is Monday, August 21st from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., will be on our website on WHUR.com. Also, the web information for OIC will also be on our website, as always, at least by 8:30. So, again, thank you both for coming in. I really appreciate it. And good luck. And tell your, you know, I'm interested in meeting your son in 9 years when he's 18 and see what he has to say about mom holding on to him. Ooh, that's going to be a conversation.
Thank you again. And remember, we're about helping people help themselves.
Definitely. I'd like to see what happens with Tiffany as well. So.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Tiffany, come back to us. We
yes.
got you.
There you go. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, July 27th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141.